glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
So there's a difference in formula and principle. Sometimes people get the formula and they say, one guy said to a friend of mine, and he's out in California, and he said, I tell you, this faith stuff doesn't work. He said, what do you mean? Well, he said, I said 300 times in one day I had a new car and I didn't get it. Well, I see all he had was a formula. No, it won't work just because you say it. But yet saying it is involved in working the principle. You see, sometimes people have more zeal than they have knowledge. Now, let me show you right quick. We are pressed for time here. But go with me to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Now listen to what the Apostle Paul says here concerning the subject of calling things that are not. Now we're talking about looking at the unseen. And in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Now notice, he's chosen things that are not. Not what? Not manifest. To bring to naught things that are manifest. That is God's method. That is what God has chosen to do. Now the spiritual force of faith is a force that God has chosen to use to bring to naught things that are and call for things that are not. That's how the world was created. God looked out, he saw darkness, he said light. Now, let me take you mentally to some of these other scriptures because it takes too long to turn there and read it. In the fourth chapter of Romans, Paul speaks of the promise that God gave Abraham. He said, I made you the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God called things that were not as though they were. Abraham did the same thing. God instigated his own principle in Abram's life. He said, I'm going to change your name to Abram, from Abram to Abraham, which meant father of nations. So every time that Abraham walked out and introduced himself to someone, he said, I am the father of nations. That's what Abraham meant, and they knew what the name meant. So faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
So this is his own principle. Now the problem comes in the faith message sometimes is when people misunderstand it. You've got people that what they're doing, instead of calling things that are not as though they were, they're calling things that are as though they're not. Now let me show you the difference. There's a severe backlash if you're calling things that are as though they're not. Let's say that Brother Dryden here, he wanted to buy him a new car, and he said, now if I can sell my car for, say, $8,000, I'll have enough to buy this car that I want. And he went to a seminar, and he got it a little mixed up, and he thought, well, now if I really believe that my car sold, I'll just have to deny that I have a car. And he starts saying, I don't have a car, don't have a car, thank God I don't have a car. And he wakes up some morning, somebody stole his car. There is no power in denying what exists. There is no power in denying sickness if it exists. But what is God's principle? Call for the thing that is not manifest. Now, what is not manifest? He has not sold his car. So he pray and ask God to send a buyer for the car, then begin to proclaim, thank God, I'm calling my car sold. Go out there and talk to it. Say, car, I'm calling you sold. Thank God my car sold. Now what's he doing? He's calling for the thing that's not manifest. He's not denying what exists. Same way with sickness and disease. You don't deny that sickness is in your body. You deny its right to exist there. And you call for healing and health. Thank God I'm healed with the stripes of Jesus. I'm calling my body well. Now when I call that into existence by faith and the power of God, what happened to the sickness? I don't know and I don't care. You see, I called for the thing that was not there. It'd be foolish for me to go around saying, I'm sick, even though I was sick. Because you would be establishing what is, or be calling for what is already there. Call for the thing that's not manifest. Now, let me show you what some people do. You've got people that'll say, well, I just don't believe in calling things that are not. I believe in calling it just like it is. I just believe in saying it like it is. Well, just follow him and see if he does. You watch that same guy, he'll go out on Monday morning and he'll go out on the back porch to feed his dog, and his dog is not there. Now, if he really believes what he says he believes, then he'll sit down on that porch and start saying, "The dog's not here, the dog's not here, the dog's not here. Oh, I wish the dog was here, but the dog's not here, the dog's not here." His neighbor will come over and say, "What are you doing?" "Well, I come out here to feed the dog, but the dog's not here, the dog's not here." And his neighbor will say, "Have you tried calling the dog?" And he'll say, "You must be one of them faith fanatics. You can't call things that are not. You got to call things that are, and the dog is not here. I got to say it like it is, and the dog is not here." But you and I know he don't do that, does he? The same guy that'll criticize you and me for calling things that are not concerning the promises of God will go right out on that porch, and he looks all over. He cannot see his dog. His dog is not there. His dog is gone. And he'll say, "Here, Pooch, here, Pooch." Now, what's he doing? He's saying, "Pooch is here and Pooch is yonder." The dog is gone. But he's saying, "Here, Pooch." He is calling the thing that is not there. Now, the same man, he'll go away on a vacation, leave his house locked up, and he comes home and it's 99 degrees inside. He'll walk in there, walk right over to that thermostat on the wall, turn it to 74 degrees. "I thought you didn't believe in calling things that are not." "Oh, I don't. I believe in saying it just like it is." "Why did you call for 74 degrees temperature in here? It is 99. See, he just called for a temperature that is not in that room. Now, if he really believes what he said he believes, see, the only time he believes that is in church. When he goes to his house, he believes in calling a temperature that's not in that room. Now, if he believed it the way he says he believes it, I believe in calling it just like it is. If you're sick, you got to say you're sick. You're either healed or you're sick. And you just can't claim that. You cannot call for things that are not. Okay, if that's true, then go in your room when it's 99 degrees and turn your thermostat to 99. And see what happens. You have called for exactly what you have. You know what will happen? Absolutely nothing. You have established what is. Now, there are people saying, "I tell you, we just have so much lack and we never can pay our bill. John never gets a good job. If he ever gets a good job, he'll lose it." Hey, man. The dog is licking you in the face. Quit calling him. Don't call what's already there. Don't call lack. It's already there. Call abundance. Go to the Word. Find what God said. Proclaim what God said about it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you that you can just work these formulas and principle and go and live like the devil. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians, and I suppose that maybe they are, that are sipping whiskey and committing adultery and wondering why their confession won't work. You got to live the Word of God, folks. I'll tell you why it won't work for you. You have a spiritual heart attack. Your heart condemns you and your faith won't work. You can't believe what you're saying will come to pass. You got to live the Word of God. Now, see that man that turns that thermostat to 74 degrees, he has enough faith in the engineering of that unit to know that he can go on off and forget about it and go to bed and get up and the temperature will be there that he called. And that's exactly what Jesus said the kingdom of God will do. It is designed to produce whatever you plant into it, whatever you set in it. Hope is a goal setter. Your head is a goal setter. You can't work faith out of your head, but you can have hope in your head. Hope causes you to come. You see, hope won't heal you, but hope will cause you to come to be prayed for. If you had no hope, you wouldn't come to be prayed for. So faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So you could have all the faith in the world. If you didn't have any hope, you wouldn't have anything for faith to give substance to. Hope is the goal setter. The Word of God coming out of your mouth sets the goal. It sets the thermostat in your life. It sets the thermostat on your finances. It sets the thermostat on your spiritual life. The things that you're saying, the things that you're speaking, are impulses that you're sending down here to the heart of this unit, which is called the kingdom of God, that will bring forth fruit of itself. It will lead you by divine revelation of the Spirit of God, the Word of God quickened to your spirit. The Spirit of God will quicken to you words of knowledge and cause you to be in the right place at the right time, to get the right deal, to get the right situation involved in your marriage affairs and your business affairs, and you will prosper as long as you do what God told Joshua to do. Don't let the Word of God depart out of your mouth, but meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. So you can talk to your problems. You can conquer the things that loom as mountains before you by calling the things that are not. Can you see that? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast this week. This is the last day for CD offer number 7306. It's entitled, The Ministry of Angels. That's CD offer number 7306. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling. A total of $27. Ministry of Angels. Did you know that in the Bible, when you go to studying the ministry of angels, you realize that they delivered people from certain death? Peter was in jail. They're going to pull his head in the morning. And the angel kicked him in the side, woke him up. I mean, his hands and feet are in stocks. He is in jail, and he's sound asleep. Could you sleep if they're going to pull your head in the morning? I doubt it. But he was in faith. The angel woke him up, led him outside, and he thought he was dreaming. But when he was loose in the streets, he found out he wasn't dreaming. The angel delivered him. The ministry of angels. They delivered Paul and Silas. They were in jail. And the earthquake came and loosed all the bonds, and the gates flung open, and they stayed there and got people saved. Hallelujah. Well, what you need to realize is that the angels get involved when you worship God and keep God's word in your mouth. Psalms 103 states that the angels hearken to the voice of God's word. When you speak God's word after him, you're giving it voice. If you don't give God's word voice, then you don't have an audience with angels. Now, my Bible's never said a word to me since I bought it. I had to read every word in it. When you speak the Word of God audibly, you're giving voice to God's Word, and that may be the only voice of God you'll ever hear, but it gets the attention of angels, and they get them to working for you. Offer number 7306, Ministry of Angels, three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, a total of $27. Toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.